Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Dishing this morning, you gotta admire Mariah Carey for respecting the sanctity of Halloween before launching full on into Christmas mode.
Not yet.
I said not yet.
Not yet. It's not time yet.
Not yet.
Oh, that was on her Instagram yesterday. Reba McEntire was moved to tears on The Voice after a contestant performed the song I'm Gonna Love You Through It, which the contestant dedicated to her dad's battle with cancer.
I lost my oldest son because he did not win with cancer. So that was a real reminder that life goes on, and we sang songs about it so we can remember the ones that are around us that we love so much and that we lean on at times like this.
Oh, Reba McEntire is so amazing. And Snoop passed her a tissue right before she started talking. He knew it was going to kill her. And people are trying to learn Spanish so they can understand Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show. The language app Speak had a huge spike since that show was announced. Flav will return to the Olympics as the official hype man for the U.S. bobsled and skeleton team in the 2026 Olympic Games.
I swear by this piece of paper, I'll sponsor.
It's now official. Flavor Flav is the official hype man for USA Bobsled and Skeleton.
Oh, that's awesome. This all follows his viral support of Team USA women's water polo in the 2024 Paris Olympics. A 7-inch vinyl pressing of Nirvana's 1988 song Love Buzz is being auctioned off. It's actually the very first Nirvana record that was ever played on the radio. And Missouri's Midwest Princess, Chapel Roan, will induct Cyndi Lauper into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on November the 8th.
She has inspired me with her fashion, her hair, of course, her makeup, her music. I actually auditioned with True Colors for America's Got Talent when I was 13. I didn't make it, but the song is still incredible. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. Cyndi!
That's, again, Chapel Roan. And she didn't need America's Got Talent. Chris Evans and his wife welcomed their first child. And Jason Kelce leaves the gridiron behind for Jungle Warfare in Thermal Buzz. It's a spoof created in partnership with 20th Century Studios and Garage Beer.
Garage Beer saved my life. It's 30 years ago today.
So ridiculous. It's 11 minutes and it premieres on Halloween. George Clooney and Randy Gerber sold their Casamigos tequila brand for $1 billion. Now they're launching a non-alcoholic beer. New Edition is hitting the road in 2026, bringing Boyz II Men and Toni Braxton along for the New Edition Way Tour. Take a listen.
New Edition and Boyz II Men, we've never, all these years, ever shared the stage together.
That's what I'm talking about, John.
You saw what I was seeing, huh?
Yeah,
give me some.
Yeah, that's next level for sure, baby boy.
Feel like we're missing one thing. A little feminine energy.
I got a bona fide queen on speed dial.
JG, hey, darling.
So we came up with this idea.
Say less.
I love Toni Braxton. Say less. A man in New York should have said less to Denzel Washington. Yeah. Denzel faced off with this guy in New York in a heated exchange after being questioned about his sobriety.
Get away from me.
It's like that.
Like that.
And it's better when you're drinking, Mr. Washington.
I haven't had a drink in 15 years.
Yeah, okay. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a good lie. Seriously. That's messed up, bro.
I don't know who that dude is, but that is just wrong. And then a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian explained the brain aneurysm teaser for season 7 of The Kardashians on Good Morning America.
I did go and get a Pronuvo scan, and I had to end up going and getting tons of other brain scans at Cedars with all the team, and so tune in next week, but everything works out.
Yeah, the consummate tune in next week, Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's here, so obviously it wasn't that bad. Although this whole thing was. I'm sorry.
What can I say except you're welcome?
That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I gotta go.